Sunday, June 21st, DuSable Park, Chicago, Illinois, 11:30 a.m. It would be a day to remember. The mid-morning air glowed with uncharacteristic brilliance. The haze abated, allowing the summer sun to boast its magnificence in a sky of muted blue. A miraculous day, a unique day of days. Melissa and Clancy Gray stood in a line that meandered around the corner of their favorite food truck, Aphrodite's Kitchen. They chuckled at each other's stupid jokes, none of them worthy of a full-fledged laugh, but their hearts were full, unlike their stomachs. Now it was their turn to order at last. Aphro looked down at the pair of redheads, mother and daughter. In her heavy Greek accent, she chirped, "And what may I make you lovely ladies?" Instead of sharing an order of moussaka, their standard fare for their traditional Sunday morning outing to the park, Clance bubbled with anticipation as she delivered her well-rehearsed little speech. Though only 6 years old, Clance already enjoyed a sophisticated palate. "Mummy, could I have my own hero today instead of splitting a moussaka? Please, please!" She widened her smiling eyes and wrinkled her tiny forehead as her eyebrows shot farther toward her hairline in gleeful expectation. After all, she was a big girl now. Mel grinned up at Aphro. The street chef shrugged at the convincing little speech. Mum gazed down at her little redhead. What an amazing child. If only dear Gray were here. She reflected on this, one of those defining moments in a parent's life. He was missing it. But she knew how important his project was to him, and to all of them. After all, the Literati was their home. Clance had become her own person, and her brilliance beamed for all to see. Mel imagined what her little girl would do with her gifts in life. She was about to yield to her beautiful daughter's big girl plea, even though she knew the sandwich would be way too much for her. And then a terrible crack of thunder echoed through the park. Mel studied Clance's wide-eyed wonder as a field of crimson blossomed across her tiny chest and her white camisole. Mel registered instant concern, thinking Aphro might have dripped tomato sauce on her from above, which stains, but then lightning struck and night fell.